If you've been trying to pivot out of a career that's been draining you for years and nothing you've tried seems to work, whether that is scrolling job boards, taking career tests, or even just applying to jobs, nothing is working. Well, you're going to want to listen because in this episode, I am breaking down the step that you might be skipping that is causing your pivot to not be successful. So in this episode, I'm sharing what is the one step you can't afford to skip, why most women skip it, and what happens when you try to pivot without this one thing. Let's get into it. Welcome to the Fulfilling Career Podcast, a show for the professional woman who is stuck in a career that is draining the life out of her, has no idea what else she could do, and has been waiting for things to change for way too long. I'm Dr. Tega Edwin, a career counselor and coach who went from being unhappy in a job that drained me, sitting in a windowless office, wondering if this is all my life was really meant to be about, to building a career I've genuinely loved and thrived in for over 12 years now. I know what it feels like to go from drained and stuck at work to doing work that genuinely lights you up and fulfills you, and I'm here to help you do the same. Whether you're ready to pivot into a whole new career path or step into the role and recognition you've already earned in your career, this is where you are going to get clear on who you are, what fulfillment looks like for you, and how to make it happen with faith as the foundation. Let's dive in. Hello, hello, wonderful listener. Welcome back to the Fulfilling Career Podcast, the show for professional women who want to thrive in their careers. And one of the problems that I help people solve is getting clear about what career pathways they will find fulfilling and can pivot into, right? A lot of times women and others, everyone really feels stuck in their career because they don't know what else they can do. And I specialize in helping women get that clarity in terms of what jobs will you actually find fulfilling and joy while being paid well. And over my time doing this work, what I've noticed is that most career pivots, or at least most attempts to pivot careers, don't fail because people don't have the skills, or they're not smart, or they don't work hard, or even not because the job market is impossible. They usually fail because people skip one very important step that makes everything else work in their career pivot process, which is clarity. I'm not even sure. I've been trying to think about this for a while now in terms of where have we come up with this idea that when you're ready to make a career pivot, like, you know, you want to leave your job, you know, you're miserable, you know, something has to change. The thing people default to is going on LinkedIn or Indeed or Glassdoor, scrolling job boards, applying to roles that sound interesting. Or I've also seen like taking those free career tests online, reading self-help books, talking to people, right? Asking people, what am I good at? What skills do I have? And those people can't help you. Pretty much you default to consuming a lot of information, whether it is consuming information about the job market via job boards or about maybe those career tests, you know, what can you do? But usually they just tell you to do the same thing you've already been doing that you know you don't want to do, so they don't feel helpful. And so you out here looking at other career options and nothing feels right. Either you're too scared that you don't have the skills, or it just looks boring, or you're like, what if this is just as bad as what I'm already doing? And you don't know how to position yourself for that job. So you either close the tab, you don't apply, or you are just randomly applying to things. You're like, let me just try my luck. So you find yourself applying to like 2 to 3 different types of jobs because you're like, well, I can do this, I can do that, right? I can be in project management. I could also be in customer service, but I could also be in data. So you're looking at these jobs and just like applying, and either you're not hearing back, or you're getting rejections, or you go on a couple of interviews and then you don't hear back. And so eventually you just give up. Right? You give up in the process of trying to make a pivot because you're telling yourself things like, maybe it's not the right time. Maybe I don't have the right skills. Maybe I'm being unrealistic. Maybe I should just be grateful that I at least have a job and the bills are paid. And you then go back into that cycle of being in a job that you don't like, that is draining you and making you miserable and unhappy. That I have found is the most common approach. And I think, like I said, I don't know where it comes from, but I know it happens because there just isn't very much career decision-making education out there, right? Like, we're not really taught how to pick careers that work for us, not in school, not at work, not during the internship, like not even from family members. People don't really tell you how to do it. And so when you try to make a career change or a career pivot, it fails and you end up staying stuck in that job where it's like you've been unhappy for 10 years already. And then you tried, you failed, and you look up and you're like, okay, it's been 5 more years. I'm still miserable in this job. And the thing is, the reason why it didn't work was that you tried to pivot without clarity. You tried to make a career move, make a career change without knowing the destination you were aiming for. That's what I mean by clarity. And trying to pivot without clarity is like trying to navigate to a destination without knowing where you're going. Imagine if you grab your phone, you open Google Maps, and you're just like, take me somewhere. But really, the place like you really wanted to go to, let's just say Cava, because yeah, I'm on a Cava kick right now. I love Cava. And now that I've moved to Florida, there's a Cava like 5 minutes from our house. Let me tell you, I be in Cava like at least twice a month. And if you know what I'm talking about, Cava, C-A-V-A, it's a Mediterranean, I think of it like a Mediterranean Chipotle. I just love it. It's healthy food, always feel good when I eat it. But imagine if I, in my heart, I'm like, okay, let me even go backwards. Because if I say Cava, then I have clarity. Let's say I'm thinking, you know what? I know sort of vaguely that food will make me happy right now. But then I open my maps. Like, I don't know what kind of food will make me happy or what kind of restaurant. And then I just open my maps and I'm like, take me somewhere that will make me happy. Yeah, Google Maps is not going to do anything. Because what do you mean by take me somewhere that will make me happy? Do you want to go to a store and shop? Do you want to go watch a movie? Do you want to go to church? Do you want to go get food? Like, what does that even mean, right? That is what it's like to try to make a pivot without clarity. You have no destination, but you're trying to get somewhere. And so you'll just probably drive around for hours or try different routes, right? You get on the highway, you get on the side street, and you're just wasting gas the whole time. And yeah, in this economy, you cannot afford to be wasting gas like that. But you're just going in circles and you don't get anywhere. And the more you go in circles, the more frustrated you get. That is the visual I want you to get in your head when you try to pivot out of a miserable job without clarity. Because you don't know where you're going, you don't know what will make you happy, and you're just going in circles, wasting time, wasting energy, maybe even wasting money. So in this episode, I want to really walk you through why specifically you cannot career pivot without clarity, what happens when you try to pivot without clarity, and even what clarity actually means, because I think that that word can sound fluffy, right? Like, okay, clarity about what? Like where I want to go, what I want to do, like what does that mean? But no, I have very specific things that I believe, not even believe, I know from doing this work for over 7 years now, specific things that I know you need clarity about before you can successfully pivot, okay? So let's start with why you can't pivot without clarity. From my experience, I believe that people usually skip this clarity step for one of three reasons. The first reason is that sometimes they think they already know themselves, right? And this can sound like, well, I've been working for 15 years. I know what I'm good at. I don't need a bunch of self-reflection exercises, right? Or it could just be, you know, I live with myself. I know who I am. I just need the right job. But here's the thing. Knowing yourself intellectually and getting honest about what you actually want from your life and career are two different things. Like, yes, you might know what you're good at because you've been doing something for 15 years. I think we all have a strong sense of what we're good at in our careers when we've been working for a while. But do you know what you enjoy doing? Do you know what energizes you versus drains you? Do you know what matters to you in this season of your life? Because you might know what you think you want, but is that what you actually want, or is that what you think you're supposed to want, right? Like society or your family or people have said, oh, this should be your next move. You would be so good at this. You should try doing this. And you've just been going with the flow in your career for so long that you haven't recognized that a lot of your career decisions have been based on what other people think. And I'm saying that saying this because I have had multiple clients who are like, I made career decisions because my parents told me to and I just stuck with it. Or I've had someone like my mentor told me I would be good at this, so I applied for it and I just stuck with it. A lot of times, I don't think we are aware of how much other people's thoughts and other people's ideas drive the decisions that we make. And we think that we're making them for ourselves, but really it's like, I think of the movie Inception, if you ever watched that movie where it's like they plant an idea in your head. I I'm about to make it like of adjective, a verb, I'm not sure. But it's like, we don't know how much we've been incepted with different ideas that have driven our career decision making. And so a lot of times people will skip clarity because they think they already know themselves. So they just try to make a move. The second reason I think people skip clarity is because they're just impatient. And this one I understand, right? You've been miserable for years. You want to get out of that job yesterday. You don't want to spend weeks or months doing clarity work. You're like, I need to apply to a job, get a job as fast as I can, get out yesterday, now, now, now. And I get that. Again, I really do. But when you skip clarity and just start applying to jobs because you're impatient and you want to be in a better, higher paying job right now, you apply to jobs that don't actually fit you. You might get some interviews and realize halfway through that you don't even want the job, which discourages you. You might accept an offer because, again, you're in your desperate energy. You want to get out now. And 6 months later, you're unhappy in your job again. Or you apply for roles and you just keep getting ghosted. You hear nothing, 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 which then discourages you over and over again. And I recognize that clarity can feel slow. Like when you hear that idea of self-reflection, clarity, it can feel like this fluffy, long process. And you're like, I don't have time for that. But first of all, skipping clarity actually makes everything slower because, again, you end up wasting months or years in the wrong job and you end up being unhappy. And then you're like, I have to try again to get out of this job. That's first. But second, clarity is only slow if you don't know how to get it. When I work with my clients, they get clarity about their next move in 30 days or less. I recently just started working with a client who joined my group coaching program, Find Your Fulfilling Career. And within 2 weeks, like when she came to me, she was applying to 4 different types of jobs. She wasn't getting any interviews. And that's why she hired me to work with her as her career coach, because she was like, I'm not hearing back. Within 2 weeks, literally just 2 weeks in my program, she clarified a specific role, a specific industry, a specific niche, and now she's ready to start job searching in 2 weeks. When you have a specific process and framework to follow, clarity does not have to take a million years for you to get. You really can get clarity in 4 weeks or less. That is always my goal for my clients. And then the third reason why I think people skip clarity is that they think clarity will just come to them as they explore. And I'm putting come to them in air quotes, right? I'll just start applying and see what resonates. I'll figure it out as I go. Let me just see what's out there. But that is not how clarity works. You can't figure out what job you want by scrolling job boards and hoping something jumps out at you, because I've seen this time after time after time. The only thing that happens from scrolling job boards is that you feel overwhelmed, you feel discouraged, you feel afraid, and then you don't apply. Because you're looking and telling yourself, I don't have these credentials, I don't have these qualifications, I don't have these skills. So you just close the page and go away. It doesn't give you any clarity. When you are exploring what's out there without having any specific criteria that you will use to know if the role is right or not, all you're doing is guessing. You're playing a guessing game. And guessing does not lead to a fulfilling career. Guessing leads to you staying stuck where you are. Guessing leads to you maybe taking a lateral move and being unhappy again. Guessing leads to you wasting time and ending up in another misaligned job. So when you skip clarity, you don't have criteria to filter roles. You don't know what you're looking for. You don't know what to avoid. So you end up either staying in that job you hate or going into a job that you don't like. So those are the three reasons why I think people skip clarity. And when it comes to making a career change, I would say the biggest reason why you need this clarity is that you cannot position yourself for roles you've never done before if you don't have clarity about what role you're aiming for. Like, you have to think about it this way. You are trying to make a career pivot. Usually, you're trying to make that pivot without direct experience, which means that you need to be able to tell the world, tell a recruiter, tell a hiring manager, hey, hello, I've never done this job before, but I know I can do it and I will be good at it. Like, that is what you need to be able to communicate. So if you don't have clarity about what you're looking for, how can you tell somebody that you're good at doing something when you don't know what the something is? That's how I want you to think about this. Because especially in this job market, if you're making a career pivot, you really need to be like leveraging inbound opportunities, meaning recruiters coming to you, hiring managers coming to you. Yes, you will still apply outwards, but you can't just rely on that. You really need people to find you. And a lot of recruiters, the way that they find talent is they'll go on LinkedIn for the most part, really, and they'll search keywords, right? Depending on what they're looking for. They might search chief operations officer. They might search program manager SaaS, right? They might search EdTech customer service. Like they are looking for specific keywords that are related to the role that they're trying to fill. And the way LinkedIn works, LinkedIn is very, very much a search engine. It has always been a search engine. I've been saying this for years. But last year, I want to say 2024, 2025, they changed their algorithm that has made it even more so now that with LinkedIn, the way it pulls up results when somebody does a search is based on ranking profiles. Okay. LinkedIn is really trying to prioritize what are the things that signals that this person really meets the criteria for what somebody is searching for, and then this is an actual human person. So LinkedIn is then when somebody searches for a keyword, LinkedIn is looking at all the profiles and is looking at things like the headline, the about section, your posts, your experience section, your skills section, and is pulling all those ranking and then showing the recruiter, okay, here are the top people that match who are also connected to either you or people that you know. Okay. I say all that to say, when you don't have clarity, you don't know how to position your LinkedIn profile for a specific role because you don't know what to position for. Hey, if you are unhappy in your career right now, whether you are not sure what your next move is, you've tried to make a change and it hasn't worked, or you just know something needs to shift, but you don't know where to start, I want to invite you to schedule a free career clarity call with me. On this call, we'll get to the root of what is keeping you stuck in your career, and I will show you the three specific ways I can help you hit your career goals. You can go to hercareerdoctor.com/call to schedule your career clarity call today. Now let's get back to the episode. And if you cannot position yourself, it makes it harder for recruiters to find you. Not to mention, when you go to apply to jobs, whether it's on your resume or your cover letter or even the questions that you answer on the application, even when you're applying, you're still not positioning yourself well because, again, you're just applying to everything you can do, which means your resume is probably also showing everything you can do as opposed to marketing you as the right person for a specific role. When you are job searching, you are in the marketing game. Your job is to market yourself for a specific role, a specific industry, which means all your materials have to really be screaming, I am right for this job. You cannot scream, I am right for this job on your application materials if you are trying to apply to 3, 4, 5 different types of jobs. You can't have one resume that's marketing you for 5 jobs and expect to get callbacks or get interviews. It just doesn't work that way. Your job is to make the process super easy for a recruiter or a hiring manager, which means everywhere they look and find you, which usually I always say it's LinkedIn, cover letter, resume, sometimes the interview process if you get that far, everything needs to be working together to say this person is a project manager for an education organization. This person is an associate analyst for an insurance company. This person is a strategy director for a nonprofit, right? Like you have to really specifically be positioned for a specific role and a specific industry to both get you inbound opportunities from recruiters and to increase your chances of getting interviews or called back for the next step when you do the outbound applying for roles. So when you don't have clarity, you cannot position yourself for roles you've never done before, which is essentially what you're trying to do when you're making a career pivot. So hopefully that at the very beginning just helps you understand why clarity is so important when you're making a career pivot. Now, let me just reiterate, clarity is not reading a self-help book. It is not taking a personality test. And it's not having just like a vague sense of what you like and don't like. Clarity specifically is, let me back up. I've really been saying career clarity. That's what I'm talking about. Career clarity, meaning knowing the specific job you want and how you're going to land it. Career clarity comes from knowing your values well enough to help you identify which industries and companies will make you feel good and be right for you. It is knowing your interests well enough to identify what jobs and fields will engage you so that you're not bored at work. Career clarity is knowing which skills you actually enjoy using, not just what you're good at, which skills you enjoy using well enough to help you target specific roles that you're already qualified for and will thrive in day to day. Being able to articulate all of that in any way is what positions you for roles you've never done before, because you can clearly see, this is the job I want. This is the industry I want to go into. This is how I'm qualified. This is why I know it will be a fit. These are the gaps that I know I have and how I'll talk about filling those gaps so that you can then land a role. So in other words, clarity is not just self-awareness. Okay, it is self-awareness that translates into an actual career strategy. Career clarity is knowing yourself well enough to make strategic decisions about where to apply, what you will say in interviews, how you'll even evaluate offers when you get to that step. It's not just surface level knowing yourself, but is having depth about what matters to you, what you enjoy, and why you're qualified. That is how you really position yourself to have a successful pivot into a field or an industry that you've never been in before. And if you haven't listened to episode 148 of the podcast, I talked about the three things you need to know to have a successful career pivot. So the values, interests, and skills. I talk about that in a lot more detail in episode 148 of the podcast. If you haven't listened to that episode, I definitely encourage you to listen to it. Now, you know that clarity matters, and you might be thinking, okay, I can figure out my values and interests and skills. Oh yeah, that sounds doable. I can do it myself. But what I have found a lot of times is that trying to do this alone, trying to get career clarity alone, is hard. Like there's sort of this gap between knowing what you need to know and actually figuring out those answers so that you can then figure out what job matches. Okay. Because some of the gaps that I've seen in my work with women is, first of all, we have like self-awareness blind spots where you can't really see yourself objectively. So you might think that you know your values, but when you are working through maybe a values list or trying to determine your values, what ends up happening is you're just naming what you think you should value. You're naming things that you think, okay, because I'm a woman, because I'm a Black woman, because I'm a Christian, this is what I should value. But when you dig deeper, you're like, no, the things that are important to me are different. Like you might think, oh, I should say that I value collaboration and family. But when you dig deeper, really you value independence and high earnings, right? Or you might think that you know your skills, but you're really only focusing on the tasks that you've done and not the skills that will actually allow you to do a whole new job. And so when you think you know your skills, but you're focusing on tasks, you end up thinking, I can only do the job I've always done in my career. And that keeps you from making a pivot. So when it comes to getting career clarity, you often need an external perspective to help you see what you can't see about yourself, to help you ask questions and guide you and prompt you to actually get clarity, not just surface level answers. Another reason why trying to get career clarity alone can be really hard is that you can't translate self-knowledge into career strategy on your own. Because even if you figure out your values, your interests, your skills, you still need to know things like, what industries match those values? What companies? What roles? And then you need to know how to position yourself for those roles when you don't have direct experience. So that translation step of going from self-knowledge to career strategy, that is where most people get stuck, because it really requires you knowing things like, what is this industry like? How do I position myself? How do I translate my skills so that you can actually land a job and not just collect more knowledge or information about yourself and not do anything with it? Another reason why I have found that getting career clarity alone can be hard is that you can't hold yourself accountable to the truth. And I've seen this with clients where it's easy to like lie to yourself or to rationalize staying in that job a little longer, or to convince yourself that you're fine with things that you're not fine with, essentially to gaslight yourself. And so you, when you're trying to make a career pivot, you need somebody to hold up a mirror and pretty much be like, no, that is not alignment. That is not what you said you wanted. You are settling. I can't tell you how many clients, like, this happens a lot when it comes to money with my clients, where my clients would have told me a specific amount that they are trying to hit. And then they'll be looking at a job and I'm like, okay, what's the salary? And then they'll tell me and I'm like, that's lower than your walkaway number. That's what we call it. I call it with my clients is your walkaway number. So how much do they have to offer for you to stay or walk away? I'm like, that amount is lower than your walkaway number. What's going on? Or we'll be looking at a job and my client will be like, oh, I don't think I'm qualified. I'm like, tell me more about not thinking you're qualified. And I said, oh, I just don't think I have the skills, even though we had already identified the skills. Like, it's so easy to fall back into, like, I don't like this word. It's a bit stronger than what I'm trying to say, but like just bad habits and bad ways of thinking where you keep minimizing your own ability, minimizing your effort, minimizing your skills, and then you're just prolonging your time in that draining job that you don't like. So you often need someone who can see the gap between what you're saying and what's really true and be like, okay, no, you're qualified, or no, you wanted more money, or no, that job is not going to make you happy because that's not what you said you wanted. And you can't really do that yourself. You often need someone, a coach, a mentor, someone to help you do that. And not to mention, the final reason I'll say that getting clarity on your own can be really hard is that you're trying to do identity work while surviving your current job. Doing this clarity work I'm talking about, it's hard. Like, not hard, like impossible, but it takes a lot of self-reflection. The reason why my clients are able to get clarity in just 2 weeks is because I give them very specific tools to get that clarity, from figuring out their values in just a few hours to figuring out the industries that work for them, to highlighting their skills, to the tools in there that helps them do the research to find the right roles. There are a lot of things that I put in my work with my clients that helps make it easy for them to get clarity. That is so important because when you are in a job that is draining you, you're already tired. You don't have the emotional bandwidth, the energy, the focus to try to figure out what to do and then do it. That's why getting clarity can be hard on your own. You need to be able to just show up somewhere that already has the systems, the process, and follow the steps and just get clarity. Because doing clarity work requires energy, it requires focus, it requires emotional bandwidth, and you are already trying to just barely survive your job. So that's like asking somebody to recite the periodic table to you while they're drowning. It's not going to work. So when you try to do it on your own, most times what happens is you'll start the clarity work. Maybe you'll start doing some research, compiling some tools, and then halfway through you'll get overwhelmed, you'll stop, and then you'll stay in that job that you hate. Not because you're not capable of doing clarity work, but because you're doing it alone when you're already exhausted. The reality is that getting clarity is not just like an intellectual process. It's really thinking back to, you know, older versions of you and younger versions of you and happier versions of you, and really trying to excavate that information to figure out what is the thing that will actually help me thrive. And most people can't do that alone. Most people are too close to their own story or too exhausted by their job to do that alone. And they need an external perspective or career strategy expertise to help them connect the dots. So hopefully this episode was helpful in just helping you see why you might be really struggling with your career pivot or your career change, or I should even say why you cannot make a successful pivot. If you're hearing this and you're thinking, okay, I get it. I need clarity, but I've been trying to figure this out on my own and I'm stuck. I've been stuck for months. I've been stuck for years. I don't like this job. Then let's talk. You can book a free career clarity call with me. And on the call, this is where we'll really get specific about what's happening in your career. What have you been doing? Where do you feel stuck? What has kept you stuck? And you'll share with me what you've tried that hasn't worked. That way, when I share with you the specific ways that I will help you get clarity so that you can pivot into a more fulfilling career, I'm not just going to say things that you've already tried before, right? I'm not going to be like, oh, we need to redo your resume. That's not going to get you clarity. I will share the very three specific ways that I will work with you to help you get clarity, pivot into a fulfilling career, and land a job you love. So you can go to hercareerdoctor.com/call, C-A-L-L call, to book a free career clarity call with me. That link is also going to be in the episode descriptions below. So go ahead and click that link, or again, type it into your browser, hercareerdoctor.com/call, and let's have a conversation about how I can help you reach your career goals. Thank you for listening to this episode. As usual, I hope that you found it helpful, and I will catch you on the next episode. If you are done waiting for things to get better on their own and you're ready to get clear on what your next career move actually is, I want to invite you to schedule a free career clarity call with me. You can go to hercareerdoctor.com/call. On the call, we'll talk about where you are in your career right now, where you want to be, and exactly what it will take to help you hit those career goals so you can be fulfilled in your career while getting paid well. Again, that URL is hercareerdoctor.com/call. And that link is also going to be in the episode description below. I can't wait to talk with you.